Aidan, it's obviously fantastic. It's the goal probably of all cricketers to play in World Cups, all sports people in any type of sport to play in the on the world stage. And it's not that often that Ireland get to participate, so it's very important that they qualified for the World Cup in Australia, which will take place around October, November of this year.
Yes, and they did that by winning their qualifier, or well, getting to the final, really, and then securing their place in the World Cup, beating the likes of Bahrain and Germany and Oman there as well. So a brilliant week overall for the Irish team.
It was, yeah, it was. Now, although they lost the final, but to United Arab Emirates, who have beaten us now worryingly on the last five occasions. But the main goal was to qualify for the World Cup, and they managed to achieve that.
Absolutely, and it was kind of a bit of a bonus if they were to get that victory over the UAE. But as you say, a bit of a bogey team for Ireland. But there is actually a Wexford link on that Irish team as well, with Harry Tector. He has relations in the kind of Clonroche area, as far as I know. So it's a team that's not really the finished article yet, but there's still plenty of brilliant players there, isn't there?
There is, yeah. And there's the Dockrell as well playing. His mother comes from Enniscorthy.
Ah, okay.
So yeah, Tectors are a very famous family from, I think, Clonroche and the Scordy area, and I think some of the family are, one of them is prominent with the Irish under-20s rugby team at the moment, you know, so playing out half. So very talented family all over. What's good about the Irish team at the moment is a couple of these young lads starting to come through. Like some of the stalwarts for the Irish team, like Sterling and Balbirnie, they didn't really perform that well in these games, so it was up to some of the younger lads to stand in, and they managed to do that. So that's promising for the future.
Absolutely. You know, which of those young lads should we be keeping an eye out for now for the rest of the season?
Well, I'd say the detectors and just Delaney's.
No relation.
No. Maybe, if you look back far enough.
Well, maybe far enough, yeah.
Cricket blood, yeah. It's good. And, you know, the under 19 Irish boys qualified for the World Cup as well, which took place in the West Indies just around Christmas time. In fact, around Christmas, there was three Irish teams participating overseas. The women were playing in the tournament in Zimbabwe. The under-19s were in the World Cup in the West Indies, and the Irish senior team were playing in the United States. So not many sports in Ireland. You'd have three national teams all competing overseas at the same time. There's a tremendous amount of cricket out there for people to enjoy. One of the great stories of the Irish under-19 teams was, you might have seen it there, there was a young lad, Sherzad, who departed Afghanistan at the age of 14, heading to meet his uncle in Ireland. And he spent 9 months travelling across Europe, dodging through various countries, and eventually made it over to Ireland and met up with his uncle. And 4 years later, he has an Irish jersey on, playing in the World Cup in the West Indies. A great story there.
It is one of those stories that I think cricket can throw up. You know, it is a sport of immigrants, really, and you know, you'd see so many, you know, Asians or, you know, Middle Eastern people who come over here, and they really fall in love with the game here, and that helps to bring on our cricket teams as well, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, and it gives them something to get into immediately when they come here. It's a familiar game to them, you know. And in fact, last year, I think one weekend last year, we had 10 nationalities playing for Wexford Wanderers over a weekend, you know, which is fantastic. Really, not many sports again that would have 10 nationalities turning out for a team.
Absolutely, and that's why it's such a positive game, and it's great to see that it's starting to grow as well.
This is the
T20 format of the game the Irish team were playing this week, so people will know that that's kind of the shortened version of the test game. It doesn't go on for the 5 days. You can knock it out in an afternoon, really. Some people think the game is a bit too modern and it's a bit too far from tradition. Where do you stand on the T20?
I'd be more into the one-day cricket, you know. Just one day is divided between the 50-over game, which is 300 balls thrown to each side, and whoever scores the most runs wins. 20 overs is 120 balls each side. One game takes about 3 hours to complete, and the other would take about 6 hours to complete. Now, I know you have to be a real cricket enthusiast to go for the 5-day test matches where teams can play for 5 days and the game can end in a draw. So I'm not sure if that appeals very much around the world to people outside real cricket lovers. I can see the merits in both sides of the argument, you know, but certainly for the growth of the game is certainly in the T20, 20-over game, and to a lesser extent in the 50-over game. The test with England, India and Australia are probably still big into test matches, but it's growing around various places in the world. like countries like Afghanistan, Papua New Guinea, Malaysia, Nepal, Philippines, these are all countries Ireland will have played in limited overs cricket over the last year or two. Not very often we touch swords with countries like that, you know, in sport. So the game is certainly spreading around the world, but I think it's based around the shorter version of the game.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you. I suppose this T20 format, it is that bit shorter, and I suppose it's a bit more easier to get your head around, especially when you're not familiar with the game, like, you know, many people would be in Ireland, even though it is starting to grow a bit. So this might be the best way to get people involved, just to have a shorter game, and then they might go on to, you know, express an interest in the one day or the test cricket then.
Yes, yeah. I think, like, a family can go and watch a 20-over game and they're back home again in 4 hours. And they've seen a game play down to the last ball, and they've seen a result on the day. And I think that's basically what people want, rather than going to a test match for a day where you'll see 8 hours play and you won't see any results. You'll just be part of a 5 days.
Speaking of growing the game, I know you're not organising it, but the Gori Cricket Club are actually off to Sri Lanka next year to take on some of their big names. So tell us a bit more about that.
I'm not involved in running in Gori, but I did attend a meeting on it there, and it seems a very exciting program that Gori are planning. Gori are in existence probably about 5 or 6 years now at this stage, and it's very ambitious plans they have to tour Sri Lanka in February of next year. They intend to play 3 cricket games at the 3 test grounds in Sri Lanka, and also an important factor of the visit is to pay a visit to children's homes in Sri Lanka which were established by a well-known figure from Arco Gori area, Brian Brennan. He set up these homes for children in Sri Lanka, and it's people travelling on the Gori cricket will travel to these homes and play matches against some past pupils that have attended these homes, and also will play matches against some district sides or something, you know. Cricket's a big game in Sri Lanka, and playing in international grounds will be very exciting.
Wexford Wanderers is your kind of own club here. They're looking forward to a new season as well. When does that start? And people can still get involved this stage, can't they?
Oh, certainly, yeah. Well, the indoor training has commenced every Sunday morning up in St. Joseph's Community Centre. So if anyone wanted to pop by there between 9 and 11 and look in and see what's happening and talk to a few of the players, they'd be more than welcome. The games themselves will start in about middle of April and continue until the end of September. This year, for the first year, we'll have 3 teams competing in Leinster club competition. There's 20 divisions in Leinster. We'll have a team, and first team will be in Division 5, second team Division 14, and the U team coming in will be Division 19. And it's hoped that this third team will include a lot of youngsters playing and bring through some of the younger lads from the youth stages onto adult cricket without pushing them into too high a division.
You don't want to be thrown straight into Division 5 when you're just coming from those youth ranks. So
exactly.
it's a great stepping stone, I suppose.
It's a huge gap to playing kind of friendly games played over 20 overs, and suddenly you're going, you know, locally, suddenly you're going up to 40 or 50 over matches. You're travelling to places like Balbriggan, Dundalk, Dublin, Port Leisha. Game is played much more competitively. So this is seen as a stepping stone for these young lads to get some experience of playing league cricket, and then if they get a bit of a growl for it, then they can go on hopefully and start playing at a higher level.